Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Mortgage financial firm Royal United Mortgage will be expanding its Indianapolis operations, creating up to 140 jobs by 2013. The company currently employs about 150 people in the area. It remains to be seen if the Indianapolis Public Schools will follow through on a threat to sue the state over intervention plans. The State Board of Education voted to accept the state school superintendent's recommendations to turn around chronically underperforming schools. Community meetings on the intervention start tonight at 5:30 at Broad Ripple United Methodist Church and at 7:30 at Washington Park Family Center. More meetings will be held tomorrow and Thursday evenings. The American Red Cross is asking people around the country to consider donating blood. A shortage is developing. Blood drives on the East Coast had to be canceled because of Hurricane Irene, and immediate blood and platelet donations are needed. Indiana University says a record number of students have started classes at its eight campuses around the state. School officials say just over 108,000 students enrolled for the first day of fall semester classes. And eight members of the September 11th Commission will take part in an IU program on the 2001 terrorist attack. Those expected to take part on September 15th include Commission Chairman and former New Jersey Governor Tom Keene and its Vice Chairman, former Indiana Congressman Lee Hamilton. WFYI weather, partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 84. Tonight, a slight chance of rain late, low 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 84. And sunny Thursday and Friday, hot with isolated showers possible. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.